The persona that brought him worldwide fame also limited David Cassidy professionally. He told Bruce Pilato that he wanted to be taken seriously as a musician, but he could never break out of the boy band pop star box he was in.
I know for a fact that frustrated him greatly and probably contributed a lot to his demons.
Pilato worked with Cassidy in 1990 on a TV show produced by People magazine. He remembers him as professional and very upbeat while on the set. It was behind the scenes that Cassidy confided in him about his career.
Whenever he needed money, he had to kind of go back to the Partridge Family kind of pop star mentality of those kinds of songs and those kinds of shows. And not much different than what the Monkees and some of those bands go through today. I mean, you know, these people are reliving their childhood when they go and see them.
David Cassidy, who announced earlier this year that he had been diagnosed with dementia, died Tuesday at the age of 67. Beth Adams, WXXI News.